Einstein Charter Schools are in trouble for failing to provide adequate transportation for their students. WWNO education reporter Jess Clark has been looking into transportation issues at Einstein. Today she obtained a letter of noncompliance sent from Orleans Parish School Board to Einstein Charter Schools, warning they have to start busing their students to school or else. Jess is here to talk about her reporting on Einstein. Jess, welcome.
Thanks, Janae.
How does OPSB say Einstein is not complying when it comes to transportation?
So basically, the district requires every charter school to provide transportation for kids to and from school. So if you're in sixth grade and or younger and you live more than a mile away from your charter school, you're supposed to get yellow bus transportation. That's effectively what allows the choice environment to work in New Orleans. And it says that Einstein Charter Schools is not doing that. Einstein runs four schools in the city, and they have more than 1,200 kids.
Wow. Now, how did this issue come to light?
It basically started at this town hall style meeting that the school board held at the end of August. This mother stood up, a mother of two kids, and she said that she goes to Einstein Charter School at Sherwood Forest and that the school wasn't providing busing for her kids. And she said that the school had offered her RTA tokens as a means of school transportation. The kicker is her kids are 5 and 10 years old.
Oh, my. Wow. How have families been getting their kids to school all this time?
Well, I followed up with the mother who spoke up. We're not going to use her name to protect her privacy. Mm-hmm. But she says she refused to use the RTA tokens because she is afraid of her young children being lost or assaulted on public transit. So she drives her kids to and from school every day. This is a burden for her because it cuts into the working hours she can use. She's a single mom and she needs all the working hours she can get. And she says that other parents who can't drive are paying for private van services.
And how has the school responded?
Well, they say they work with families on a case-by-case basis when it comes to transportation. They would not confirm whether they had offered this parent RTA passes for a 5-year-old and 10-year-old. They say they don't discuss individual specific family cases. They say they're also not required to provide transportation home from aftercare, and this parent was using aftercare. The district policy doesn't really say whether the school has to provide aftercare transportation, but it is clear that for those normal regular school hours, they're supposed to provide yellow bus transportation.
So what's next for Einstein Charter Schools?
So the OPSB, that's the Orleans Parish School Board, has given Einstein until October 20th to submit a plan. They're supposed to procure transportation services by November 27th. That should apply to all students who are sixth grade and under who live more than a mile from the school.
Now, what happens if they don't comply and follow through?
Well, theoretically, this puts them out of compliance with their charter operator agreement. So theoretically, they could lose their charter if they don't comply and get that plan submitted.
Jess, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Janae.
Jess Clark is WWNO's education reporter. She's been looking into transportation issues at Einstein Charter Schools. We must note for transparency that Einstein Charter Schools is one of WWNO's underwriters.